Governor Doug Ducey has sent more than 300 Arizona National Guard troops to our southern border as part of the president's plan to counter what he says is a rise in illegal border crossings there and drug trafficking there. Governor Ducey says it's a necessary move right now.
This isn't specifically around a border wall, but it certainly is about border security.
Many have praised that decision, but some Democrats in the state legislature are not. They wrote a letter to the governor that cites the creed embossed on the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. They say this is the militarization of the border, and they call it a brash and impulsive decision. And we're joined now by one of the representatives whose signature is on that letter, Tucson Democrat Daniel Hernandez. Welcome to the show, Representative.
Thanks for having me on.
So start by telling us what this letter says. Why don't you think the Arizona National Guard should be deployed to the border?
You know, I find it ironic that Governor Ducey is alleging that the folks participating in Red for Ed are engaging in political theater when this movement by the governor to put National Guard troops on the border is the biggest example of political theater we've had all year long. It's not a situation where we're looking at the facts, because when you look at the facts, net migration, the number of border crossings is down. And the border is safer now than it's been in decades. I represent Santa Cruz County, along with Senator Andrea D'Alessandro, who's the one that started the letter. And what we're asking the governor is to take a hard look and to actually engage and to talk to people who live along the border. Because one of the problems we've had, especially after SB 1070, is this tired political trope where every couple of years, Phoenix politicians say, secure the border so that they can gin up their base in elections. And that's really what this is. This isn't about border security. It's about ginning up the primary base ahead of an election.
Do you? What is it that you think happens in those border communities? What, like the result of 1070 down there, is this, like you call, political theater of sending National Guard troops down there having an effect on those border communities?
You know, it makes it harder for us to be able to do things like trade with Mexico. Like I mentioned, I represent Nogales, which is the largest port of entry in Arizona, and we are always fighting to try and make sure that we keep trade between Arizona and Mexico strong, because we have to fight with not just Texas, but California and the other border states. So for us to have a governor who's really not looking at the facts and just deploying it to engage in this political theater ahead of an election, that makes it harder. We still have a black eye that we're trying to fix from the negative consequences of anti-immigrant laws like SB 1070. So for us, we want to prosper. We want to have border communities that are thriving. We have this idea of ambos Nogales, which is the two Nogales, the Sonora and the Arizona side. Mm-hmm. But when they do things like this in Phoenix, it makes it harder for those that live on the border, because people say, oh, it's a scary time. I don't know if you remember in 2010, but Governor Brewer at the time said that there was headless bodies in the desert, which proved to be untrue. So this ginning up of this fervor that is anti-immigrant and makes it harder for us to work with Mexico does not benefit the state of Arizona. Tens of thousands of jobs rely on trade with Mexico, and this doesn't help.
Yeah. You mentioned the fact that the border is safer now than it has been in a long time, and there are lots of stats that show that apprehensions are down overall. But the governor cited some that show that a 200% spike in border-wide apprehensions between March of 2017 and March of this year. Do you disagree with those numbers, or do you think that there really is no problem at all with drug trafficking on the border and illegal trafficking of migrants across the border?
You know, I wouldn't say that there's no problem with drug trafficking, because it's a problem that continues to exist, but we're seeing that the people that we have there right now are doing a good job of apprehending and stopping drugs from coming across the border. But one of the things that we're not seeing enough of, and this is something that I actually did as a bill this year that passed the Senate just recently, was calling on Congress to make sure that we have customs officials to help facilitate people in trade between the U.S. and Mexico. And that's really what we need to be looking at. How do we make it easier for legal trade and for people to be able to come across, because the Border Patrol is doing a good job of stopping that illegal drug trade and also legal crossing. So we do have issues where we need to work on them, but part of that is trying to address the issue with trade and making sure we maintain a strong relationship with Mexico.
All right. That's Tucson Representative Daniel Hernandez. Thank you so much, Representative.
No, thank you so much. Have a good day.